Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our High Desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the High Desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina. Our listeners, how are you?
It's wonderful, isn't it? We've been having a wonderful week, and now here we are at the weekend, and there's just so much going on in the High Desert.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is always, you know, sometimes you hear people say, there's nothing really happening, there's nothing to do.
There's plenty.
Because they're not listening to us.
Probably so. So, but thank you for those who are listening to us. Share it with your friends.
Yeah, but today we've got a really exciting show. I've known this gentleman for a number of years. Even when you may not recognize the name, I think you're going to recognize the voice, most of our listeners.
For sure.
He's been a signature voice here in the High Desert for a number of years. And I can even think back to when we had the Mavericks, and he was the voice of the Mavericks.
Yes.
Right? But I'm so happy to have Chris Ackerman here with us. He's a versatile and talented businessman, and he has a very distinct and recognizable voice. I will say that, right? But he's here today to talk to us because he is currently the marketing manager and PIO for Victor Valley Transit Authority. Chris, welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Good morning, both of you. What a pleasure it is to be asked to be on this show with you today.
Oh, our joy. Oh. Mm-hmm. Our joy. Yeah.
Always happy to just come on and just talk about how great the things that we're doing over at Victor Valley Transit are.
Yes, and you guys have a lot going on, so we want to just jump right in because we want to try, you know, part of our agenda here at the show is to make sure that we're getting out information that is, you know, really pertinent to the community.
Yes.
And that they can use, mm-hmm. and that kind of enlightens them on what's going on. And you guys are doing some really wonderful things. You've got some great programs. I also hear that there's a new CEO over there. Hmm.
There is. Our CEO of 25 years, Kevin Kane, who ran started VVTA and ran it. He retired a little over a year ago. And Miss Nancy Goff, who's been a High Desert resident her whole life.
Wow.
She used to work for Victor Valley College back in her early days, but she has been with Victor Valley Transit almost the whole time, and she became our new CEO last year, and we're so excited to have her.
Well, we're excited and always excited, especially when we have a woman at the helm.
Absolutely.
And you know things get done.
Well, yes, absolutely, for sure. But here's the interesting thing. Nancy actually closed the circle. All transit authorities now in San Bernardino County are now run by a female.
What I tell you.
Wow. There you go.
Get things done.
Yep.
Enough said. Well, we welcome her in this new position, and we're excited. And, you know, today you're just going to kind of tell us some of the things that are going on, the new things, some of the programs.
Yeah.
There's some existing programs like the Senior Ambassador Program. Mm-hmm. That's kind of being modified shifted a little bit. I know there's a bus program for students,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of the schools are participating in that, if I don't have that
incorrect,
I think. And so I'm just going to open it up, Chris, for you to tell us some of the new and exciting things that are going on over at VVTA.
Absolutely. You know, part of what I do is changing the public perception of public transportation. Our buses, which my teenage daughter calls the Arizona Ice Tea buses because of that beautiful turquoise color on them.
It is a pretty color, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The I remember there was a discussion at one point. It was like, should we change the color? And it was like, no, you can see them a mile away. But
absolutely.
You know, people have this perception of public transportation. Even, I mean, I rode RTD in Los Angeles as a child, as a teenager.
Me too.
And as you get older, you get a little bit more like a negative look of public transportation, where a lot of people think, oh, the only people riding on that buses are the unhoused, are criminals, are predators, and people just start developing this notion. And my personal mission with Victory Valley Transit is to change that public perception one person at a time.
Right.
You know, we have our fixed route service, which everyone knows that is the big teal buses that go along to one bus stop after another. They're on a fixed route.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our county routes that run to Hinckley, Newberry Springs up north, to Phelan, Pinyon
right.
Hills, Wrightwood,
right.
down here to the south area.
Right.
But we also have, they see the shorter buses. Those are our direct access. Those are ADA paratransit buses. So when people come ADA certified, mm-hmm. they're able to use that service to get to wherever they need to go.
Oh.
Most people think, oh, it's just to get them to their doctor's appointment or a medical appointment. No, it's wherever they need to go.
I've seen one of those buses, Chris, at the bank.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I stopped at a Cinemark movie theater one afternoon after work one day, and they were dropping off a passenger to go see a movie.
Okay. And so now for that service, for those who are listening that are interested, mm-hmm. Is there a website? How would
yes.
somebody go and find out about all of the programs and services that are available?
Well, they would go to vvta.org. And for about MicroLink, it would be /MicroLink.
Okay.
But they can get all news and information. They can do trip planning on our website. They can find out about all our different programs that we have.
I think it's great. I think it's great because, you know, one of the biggest challenges we have up here mm-hmm. is traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so this gives us an alternatives so that we're not, you know, contributing so much to the traffic, and also that it is helping our stress level mm-hmm. to be decompressed.
That is true.
You know, we're not having to get out there and drive. You know, if you can pick me up and take me to my location, mm-hmm. drop me off, you know, then my blood pressure isn't up as high, right?
So what you're called is a choice rider. See, there's two types of transit riders. There's transit dependent,
mm-hmm.
people that rely on public transportation to get where they need to go.
Right.
And there's other people that are choice riders. One of my greatest stories I love to tell is this gentleman I met at the Victor Valley Transportation Center one morning. He said, I love this. He goes, I live in Apple Valley. Every morning I get on my bike and I ride over the Narrows, come here, I load my bike on the bus. We do have bike racks on the front of our buses.
Right.
I load my bike, I take it to work. And then after work, I take the bus back here, unload my bike, and then I ride it back over the Narrows to home. I do that Monday through Friday. I get my exercise. I save on gas.
Mm-hmm.
I save on wear and tear on my car. And my car is kept from when me and my wife do things on the weekend.
Right. And I bet his blood pressure is normal.
Yeah.
As well, right?
Well, obviously healthy enough to ride over the Narrows
yes.
twice every single day.
Currently, Chris, does VVTA offer any services to go down the hill?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
Our most popular route is Route 15. While a regular fixed route is $1.50, Route 15 is $6 a trip.
Where does it take you? Yeah.
It starts in Barstow.
Okay.
It's Barstow Hall. That's our main transit hub there. Comes down to the transportation center and does a couple stops. It has a stop over by St. Mary Hospital in Apple Valley.
Okay.
And then it just hits the 15 freeway. It goes down to Cal State San Bernardino, to Kaiser Medical Center, to Arrowhead Medical Center, and then stops at the San Bernardino Transit Center. From there, people can get on MetroLink, they can get on OmniTrans, they can get on Riverside Transit there,
right.
and they can continue journeys.
Right. So it kind of takes them into that little hub.
That hub
Got
will
it.
Get them all
yeah.
over Southern California.
Is this a service every day that's offered?
This is offered Monday through Sunday. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes, this service is offered 7 days a week. And part of some changes that we're coming up later this year is we're actually going to be adding a weekend service there. So, yes,
nice.
7 days a week, people can ride Route 15 and get down to San Bernardino.
Okay, for a different fee. Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
And mm-hmm. it's a different fee, but I mean that
yeah.
price of gas, $6 a trip.
We actually have a special line for Cal State San Bernardino students that runs at 3:53 every day that runs directly from Cal State San Bernardino up to the Victor Valley Transportation Center
okay.
in the afternoon. And then we started a partnership with Excelsior Charter Schools,
okay.
where my daughter just graduated.
All right.
And
Dr. Derek King.
Yes,
shout
ma'am.
Out to him.
and Options for Youth Charter School.
Okay.
And it developed into that. We did that for about a year, and now we do all K through 12 students. And boy, what a first year we had!
Wow.
We provided over 100,000 free trips to area students.
Amazing. Yeah.
Over 5,000 for K through 12, over 7,000 for VVC, and over 500 for Cal State San Bernardino students. What a way to start off the year, and we're continuing on for this next school year.
And this is perfect timing because school is just starting back up. Mm-hmm. And so is there anything that students need to do or parents need to do so their students are able to ride the bus?
All the student has to do is I always recommend they download the UMO mobility app because they can do the trip planning from their house to where they need to go.
Okay.
And it'll tell them exactly how far to walk to the bus stop and what routes in case they have to transfer to another bus.
Okay.
All they have to take. And all they have to do is walk on the bus. The bus operator sees their K through 12 student. Tell them to get on board.
Get on board.
Yep.
So this information is also available on your website
as well.
So if you missed that or you want to learn more about that, you can go to the website, which is
vvta.org, and we have a special tab that says For Students, and it talks about all of our ridership initiatives that we have for our area students. You know, and a lot of parents think about, a lot of times they're like, well, how can I put my teenager on a bus? It's not safe. Well, you know, I'm so happy that we have our own transit unit with the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department.
Not only through VVTA has VVTA been very much a community partner. I can speak to that from my own experience with my own nonprofit, but I know that you guys are very involved in the community, and you're always looking to do things that empower and enhance citizens here in the community. You've got something coming up, and I believe it's coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
Right? You want to tell us about that?
I would love to tell you about that. Our agency wants to partner. We see the need out in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So we look for partnerships throughout this community. We have a wonderful partnership with the Rescue Alliance, the Rescue Mission Rescue Alliance, with Bill Edwards. And we do, every year we do a Stuff the Bus gift run at all the area Walmarts in December. And so people put in new unwrapped toys and they go out to families. Well, this year we have also partnered with Life Church in Victorville.
Yes.
And starting on Sunday, August 18th, they start their week-long campaign called High Desert, We Love You. And we are kicking off that on Sunday with a Stuff the Bus clothing drive.
Yes.
And so the members of church and our VVTA staff is really excited about this. They're already bringing in clothes and dropping them off at VVTA. But their bags of either new with tags, we'll take those, or gently used clothing and shoes.
Right.
Gently used. And put them in bags. And we're going to stuff the bus on Sunday, August 18th, during the 8:30, 10 o'clock, and 11:30 service times.
And for those who may not know, Life Church is located right there off of Bear Valley Road in Industrial, right?
Yes, Bear Valley Industrial, and so, right next to Mr. Car Wash.
Right. So this is a chance for those who may haven't gone to church for a while to have a reason to go to church.
Yes, ma'am.
Or let me ask this. If someone just wants to come and donate, are they able to do that?
Absolutely. They can just come to the Life Church parking lot, and if they just want to drop off a bag of clothing or a couple bags of clothing, we'll be happy to receive it. VVTA staff will be out there. We'll have information about our routes, about our different programs, and some swag to give away as well.
Wonderful.
So we're going to make it a very fun kickoff for Life Church's High Desert, We Love You. The cool part about this, though, is that we're taking these clothes that people are giving from Life Church, and we're taking it to High Desert Second Chance.
Who does because amazing work.
They are the experts in getting these things out in the community, and they're going to do a clothing drive, and membership from Life Church is going on the 19th, on Monday, to help serve at High Desert Second Chance to separate all the clothing for men, women, kids.
I absolutely love this. I mean, this to me is what I always talk about when community locks arms. So we have business, we have the faith-based community, right? We have the nonprofit community, and we're all locking arms to help serve those who are most in need in our community. It is a beautiful thing, and it just goes to show that there's always space for business to get involved in community. So, Chris, I want to thank you. There's tons of stuff for us to talk about.
Yeah.
Roxanne and I like to extend the invitation to have
you come back.
I would love to
share with us as things are developing. I'd love to have you back to talk about a new program that you guys are creating for advertising on the bus.
Yes.
Right?
All right.
Which I think is going to be phenomenal here in the high desert. So we'll have you back to talk about
Absolutely.
That. And anytime that you have anything that you feel community really needs to be aware of, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out.
I'm going
to
give you a quick rundown of things that are upcoming that I can talk about right now.
All right.
So maybe October would be a good time because we're going to have service changes with new routes.
Okay.
Our MicroLink service, our microtransit service, is coming to Apple Valley this fall.
Yay!
So greater Apple Valley, we'll be able to serve the seniors at Jess Ranch through that.
Wonderful.
And, you know, we have battery electric buses. We have 7 here in Victor Valley. We have 5 up in Barstow. We are breaking ground next year on a hydrogen fuel cell station, and we will be having hydrogen fuel cell buses here in the high desert.
Wow. That's good stuff.
You're very exciting.
A lot of things to talk about, but I know time's a factor, but definitely would love to come back again.
Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you twofold for the phenomenal job that you're doing representing VVTA.
Thank you.
And helping to make these programs so accessible to a community. And I also want to thank you personally for the person that you are. I've known you for a very long time. You have always given back to community in one capacity or another. I thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I just want you to know that we didn't miss it. We see you.
Okay? No, but I want to say something. So you know me and my marketing. You and I have known each other for over 2 decades.
Yes.
Okay. And I got to a point in my life where I was like praying and I'm like, Lord, I want to do something that helps the community that really benefits. Because I was doing a lot of marketing for for-profit companies. And I thought, I kept thinking to myself, marketing for a nonprofit or something like that is where I need to be. And the Lord led me to Victor Valley Transit. And within 1 week, I realized the Lord answered my prayer. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at these people I'm serving in this community. This is what I was praying for. I love this job. I've been there just about celebrate 5 years there.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine ever being anywhere else. I love this community.
Well, what a
I love this organization.
In this interview is with love to service and feeling that you are working in your purpose.
Amen.
Chris, great to see you. Look forward to having you with us again.
Thank you very much.
You know what? We have an exciting guest, and I want to just dive right in.
I know. He's a good friend of mine as well.
Yes. And so, you know, Roxanne, I know that you know him much better than I do. So just, you know, dive in there because we want to take full advantage of having this opportunity to have DJ Toro
with us
this morning.
Well, good morning.
He's a popular on-air personality here at El Dorado Broadcasters,
right? And you've probably seen him just recently at Colleen Quinn's 30th anniversary celebration.
Yes.
He's a part of many of our events going on just all over the high desert. So even though he's just specifically for, you know, on HD 96.3 and our Spanish station, La X, but he's all over the place.
All over
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yes.
And so I want to just jump in because I'm so excited to have you here this morning.
Well, I'm excited to be here and thank you for having me.
Yeah, to talk with you. Now, how long have you been part of the El Dorado family?
So actually, in January, I will be part of El Dorado for 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I started, so a little bit, of course, for you guys that don't know, HD96.3 started as a project in 2014 when it came about,
so
starting HD96.3 back then.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had a programmer. His name was Greg. And he got the station going. They contacted me about coming in for HD to do a little bit of promotion work for them and then probably be the on-air mixer. We started stunting in 2014. And by that term, stunting, for those of you that don't know, when a station starts, they play one song over and over and over.
I remember
over
that.
And over. So we played California Love on HD96.3 continuously every day, 24 hours a day, I think for about 4 or 5 months.
I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we started kind of on air end of December-ish, but January is when officially of 2015, HD96.3 took off, and I began as a mixer on HD96.3 January of 2015.
Now, I got to go back. I got to ask you, what is stunting. What is that about and why?
So stunting is, again, for any station that starts or when they premiere a new station, they will find a song that they will be whatever song it be, and they just play it over.
Was it a popular song?
California Love is still, it's still a popular song. You know, that's Tupac and Dr. Dre.
Right. Okay. So,
and then, of course, for California, that's just, I mean, you're anywhere. You could be in Miami and you're from California and somebody plays California Love and you just immediately you scream,
absolutely.
You yell.
It's our anthem, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's our anthem. So I think that was a perfect song to pick. So that's what stunting is before a station takes off, they just play that song over. So it gets people's attention as to why is this song playing on the station? Over and over. But a lot of people don't know what it's called. So it's technically in radio terms, it's called stunting.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Didn't know. Got it. I'm glad you explained that to
me.
Now, let me ask you a question, DJ. How did you get started in radio?
In radio, I actually got started, I'm going to say, we're in 2024, going to 25. So about the year, I'm going to say 2015, 16, I actually got started with the station down the hill. Of course, everybody knows KGGI.
Okay.
And that time they were not iHeart. They were, oh my God, what was the name? I cannot remember off the top of my head. It was before iHeart. It was
Clear Channel?
Clear Channel. Yes, they were actually part of Clear Channel. So I got started there with the street team.
Okay.
Doing events there with the street team. I left there. I started doing street team with MS, which is an LA Power 106. Mm-hmm. So I was part of them doing the street team as well and the flavor unit. Then I went to a station, which is SBS. Now there, it was Latino 96.3, which is in LA. Now they're known as Mega 96.3. Okay. And they were part of that time of SBS, which is Spanish Broadcasting System. They were owned by that station. Now they're owned by Murillo, if I'm correct. They're part actually of Univision Radio. I left there, and then a small station out in Barstow called The Duck.
Yes.
Actually, with Manny and them, I did. Uh-huh. I was a mixer there for about, I'm going to say, 3 years or so. I was a mixer there for the weekends. And then I left the station, and then I was approached by Dwight, who used to be a salesperson at El Dorado. Who had, he saw me at one of, you guys remember back in the days at the stadium, they used to do the mud runs.
Yes.
And I was the mud run DJ.
Okay.
And Dwight was in charge of doing all the sales for that, for El Dorado at that time. And he said, hey, you know what? You should call me. We have an idea at the station. And Dwight was the person who, of course, brought me into El Dorado to meet Greg and Mike Fabella at that time, and Mia, who was starting off with HD, Mia Mocha, and Patrick, which, God, now I can't remember.
Patrick.
Remember Patrick? Yes. And you remember Patrick?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. So they were the ones here who were starting out the station, but I came in as a mixer. They wanted me to be the honor mixer.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a history.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a history. So let me ask you, what are some of the trends that you think are influencing radio now?
Oh, man. One of the trends that are influencing radio, I think with radio, radio is one of those things that I think will always be around because we've had radio for years and years. So people, you know, they like to listen to the radio. You've had when people, of course, I remember when they talked about satellite radio.
Yes.
When it was XM and then you had Sirius before they merged and they came out. People were saying, oh, radio's dead. Radio is going to die. And, you know, people thought, okay, maybe we are because of satellite radio. And radio's still around. Then you had streaming services when you started seeing YouTube Music and you started seeing Spotify and iTunes Music. So you started seeing that. And people, I think, again, well, you know what? Radio's dead. Well, through all that, radio has taken a hit, but radio still maintains to where people depend on it. You know, even if you're around town or you're just driving somewhere, you know what? I'll put the radio on and see what's on there.
Especially the local aspect of it. And we like to talk about that a lot.
Yeah. Yes. The local aspect
of
radio.
The local aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let me end by asking you this. What motivates and inspires you?
Music. I love music. I've loved music all my life. As far as I can remember being a little kid, listening to artists with my parents, playing music. Music always was an inspiration and just, I loved it. Again, mood setter. You can have a bad day and hear a song and it just changes your mood.
Yes.
You can be having an okay day and hear a song and it just enhances you more. Or next thing you know is you're singing out loud in your car and then after it's done, you're like, wow, that felt great. Right. Just to, you know, belt out that song for 2 or 3 minutes.
Hear something and it transports you back to a time.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And as a DJ, you know, again, going back to like me doing private events, is seeing people dance. Seeing people have a good time. When I'm playing music, again, with music, if I'm playing music and people are having a great time, it inspires me, it motivates me to just do more, because if I, by playing music here, can make somebody's day better, or just have somebody, maybe they were just, you know, hanging out and they hear a song and they just go, oh my God, my night got better. Especially in bars and clubs when you're DJing and people show up and they're just having a blah day and they have a drink and they hear a song and next thing they're out there dancing at an event, you know, the same thing. They show up and they're dancing and you see them having a great time and they leave with that whole like, wow, I had a great time.
I had a great
time. It was
time.
Awesome. Thank you. You know, and that, to get the thank yous, to get the people who just recognize them, hey, you know what? You're a great DJ. You played great. That motivates me to keep going and do what we do. In radio, of course, the one thing that's bad is you don't realize that when you're on the air, how many people are listening to you at that time? Because, again, we're in a studio by ourselves. For example, us here, you know,
right.
We're here.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have any idea how many people are listening. But when I remember when I was in LA radio, I had a person tell me, you know that right now you're DJing probably close to 1 million people, right?
Mm.
And I was like, and I thought about it. And that, when I put that in my mind, I said, there are, imagine if you're DJing right now and those 1 million people are in front of you, what would your reaction be?
Right.
And I just sat there and went, wow. And it makes you think. So it doesn't matter if you have 10 people in front of you or 1 million people, whatever reaction they're going to get based on what you play,
right,
that is a motivation to just keep you going.
And your vibe and your energy.
Exactly. And my vibe and energy. There's sometimes where you go to a place and you're playing the best you can and everybody's just pretty much doing this, just, and they're looking around and you're like, what can I do? And it does. It brings you down to where you're like, am I bad or am I not doing a good job? But people sometimes just have off days.
Right.
And your job sometimes is to make sure that that off day can become a better day. But there's just sometimes where those off days,
where it just doesn't connect.
No matter what you do, will not make it better.
And you know what? That's just life.
Yeah.
But you know what? You bring such an energy and such a just energetic vibe to what you're doing. And so for our listeners who haven't had the privilege of hearing you, tell us when they can hear you on HD 96.
Yes.
And also, and I'm not going to try and say it because I'll butcher it,
La X.
Okay.
Yeah, tell you, La X. That's how you got to say La X. Yeah, the X, La X. There you go. La X. You can say 103.1 because sometimes when I'm doing a show, I will, every once in a while, I will say La X 103.1 just to kind of throw people off like, ¿qué?
Okay. All right.
¿Qué dijo?
Yeah. So if we want to listen in and hear you and get some of that real positive energy.
So on La X, I am on Monday through Fridays from 10 to 3 p.m.
Okay.
That's when you can catch me on La X. You can also listen online and download our app at LaX1031.com. And on HD96.3, I'm on Monday through Friday, 3 to 7. And on Saturdays, 12 to 5. And there you can listen to us online and download our app at HDHipHop963.com.
Well, I want to thank you for coming, bringing that positive energy to our show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just loving it. I got a bunch of questions I'm going to ask you afterwards about some music.
Awesome.
But thank you. And please, please come back and chat.
Of course. And also, before I go, make sure you guys follow me on social media at DJ Toro 13, Instagram, Facebook, X, DJ Toro 13 is DJ Toro 13. That's where you can follow me.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, lady, for having me. Yes. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high deserts, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.